producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Paul DeBotson back. Live with the Alex Jones Show this Wednesday, September 30th edition. We're talking to Theodore Morgan Major, who is a researcher with SEAL Team 6, a research team focused on the gaming industry and the Gamergate controversy. If you don't know about Gamergate, it's basically been raging for over a year. This is an example of how social justice warriors and left-wing activists have hid their agenda behind other guises. So again, you know, television news, Hollywood, we've had propaganda placement for decades in those two industries. It's not as successful as it once was. In fact, we've got the polls. Trust in mainstream media is at a record low. So people are no longer believing what they see on the television news. They're no longer believing the narratives that they see within Hollywood movie scripts, within television scripts. Some people would argue that, you know, Americans love to be lied to, that it doesn't even matter whether trust is at an all-time low or not. But this has caused consternation amongst the social engineers, amongst the control freaks, because their audience is declining in those genres and they're becoming less trustworthy. So now they've moved into different genres, different industries to try and maintain and uphold that social engineering in terms of, you know, social justice warrior, left-wing narratives that they need to uphold to continue and prolong their power. That's basically what it centers around. And Gamergate is a perfect example of this. This is how left-wing activists and feminists have seized control of an industry which should be based around consumer demand and entertainment, and they've turned it into this basically a platform for re-education. And that's insidious. That's North Korea-like. We shouldn't have people with political agendas involved in entertainment. If it's completely open source and they, you know, admittedly, you know, display that to the full public view, then that's fine. But when they're doing it behind the scenes, when they're hiding it behind this supposedly neutral platform, then it becomes a major problem, and we need to talk about it. So, Theodore Morgan Major, just describe how they're using video games for political re-engineering. What messages are they putting within these video games to push their political agenda, and why should we be concerned about that?
Specifically, they are citing their own work. They are pushing together into groups. Damn it. They have been engaged in cytogenesis, which is basically citing each other's work, which ends up eventually getting fed to Wikipedia, as people end up knowing how Wikipedia works. It ends up taking citations from supposedly credible sources. Anyways, what they've been building up their cases from there to get government money to produce papers to give them more authority. They've been producing lackluster games and getting government money for that. And a notable example for that one would be what led up to a game called Depression Quest that was created by
Zoe Quinn, right? That was the same woman that got in front of the UN and basically said that calling someone via their pre-transition name, a transgender person, is the equivalent of a hate crime or cyber violence. So if you get up on Twitter and call Caitlyn Jenner Bruce, then you're committing an act of cyber violence, and they're literally now calling for the UN to censor these people.
Oh, yeah, it's getting bloody ridiculous. Of course, a lot of people earlier on were saying, oh, she's not relevant, she's not relevant. Problem is, she's a part of a little thick group that was called Feminist in Games and started a little thing called Dames Making Games, which is
we're fine with Theodore Morgan, mate.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nathan Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourself. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. It's Paul Joseph Watson. We're talking to Theodore Morgan Major about the Gamergate scandal. Now, if you missed it, I put out a video a couple of days ago about how feminists got before the UN. And bear in mind, you know, I get tweets, I get Facebook messages from people saying, feminists have no power, they have no influence, just ignore them, they will go away. Well, not true. They're embedded deeply within the education system in America with gender studies, and now they're going to the UN to try and pressure the UN to censor websites. And this is important because ICANN, which is the organization in charge of domain names on the internet, is basically coming to the end of its contract with the U.S. government. So that is going to be up for grabs. The U.N. has intimated its agenda to try and get control of ICANN, to try and get control of the internet. So then last week you had these feminists who were involved fundamentally in the Gamergate scandal, Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn, basically getting up before the U.N. and saying, people who say you suck or you're a liar on Twitter, those people need to be censored. So criticizing radical feminism to them is hate speech, is, quote, cyber violence. you know, calling Caitlyn Jenner Bruce, that's a hate crime. That needs to be censored by the United Nations. And yes, they don't have power over the internet right now. But if you read the Washington Post, the United Nations has a radical, dangerous vision for the future of the web. And this is not Infowars.com. This is the Washington Post saying that if they get control of this, if they are able to pressure national governments into forcing Facebook and Twitter to proactively police profiles and posts for content that might be critical, God forbid, towards radical feminists like Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn, then the censorship is coming. And this is why feminists do have influence, because they're listened to by major political bodies who have influence and power. They're not just ranting on Tumblr. They're not just ranting on Twitter. We can't just ignore them and brush them off as crazy lunatics, because they are being listened to by the likes of the United Nations, by Google. Google had an ideas panel recently where they, quote, wanted to take on internet harassment. And, of course, the people they consulted for this program are key participants in harassing people on the internet. We're talking about feminists, for example, in Canada, who out people for saying that somebody who makes a video game, an online video game, in which the participants are able to punch Anita Sarkeesian in the face, maybe shouldn't, you know, be doxxed. Their address shouldn't be revealed. They shouldn't be subjected to physical harassment. That guy in Canada is now facing 6 months in prison for disagreeing with feminists, while the feminists who encourage people to harass this young teenager in Canada, they're, you know, they're vaunted professionals of, you know, oppression Olympics, and they're the kind of people who are being listened to by Google, by the UN, in terms of censoring anything that's critical of feminists or merely disagreeing with them on the internet, which is why this is a threat, which is why Gamergate is a massive issue and why people should understand it. And I made a video about this a couple of days ago, and we're going to go to this clip now before we return to our guest. So let's go to the clip. Feminists want the UN to censor the internet to prevent cyber violence. But what does Anita Sarkeesian define as harassment and cyber violence?
Harassment is, as someone had mentioned, it's not just what is legal and illegal, right? Harassment is threats of violence, but it's also the day-to-day grind of you're a liar, you suck, you know.
That's right. Criticizing feminists or calling them out on their by saying they suck or they're liars now constitutes cyber violence. And remember, this is the same woman who thinks
everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is homophobic, and you have to point it all out.
And what does Zoe Quinn define as harassment and cyber violence?
Trans women often face a very specific type of violence called deadnaming, where people post pre-transition names.
So under this definition, referring to Caitlyn Jenner as Bruce will be treated as hate speech.
Because it's not Bruce Jenner, it's Caitlyn, and she's a stunning woman.
They're actually calling for laws and Chinese-style internet censorship to shut down anyone who hurts their feelings by disagreeing with them on the internet.
They got me in tweets, and it hurt their feelings, and so they had to go to the UN, and they had to whine about it.
I'm triggered.
The UN wants governments to use their, quote, licensing prerogative to ensure that telecoms and search engines are only, quote, allowed to connect with the public if they, quote, supervise content and its dissemination. So if an ISP or search engine doesn't comply with UN-mandated censorship of anti-feminist content, they'll be cut off from being accessible by the public altogether. The likes of Twitter and Facebook will be forced to, quote, proactively police every profile and post, reports the Washington Post. And if you think that's unimaginable, then just look at Canada, where a man faces 6 months in prison for the crime of disagreeing with feminists on Twitter. 54-year-old Greg Elliott was also banned from using the internet for the duration of the trial. And all this will be overseen by an agency which just appointed Saudi Arabia to head a key UN human rights panel, the country
that is about to crucify a 17-year-old for taking part in an anti-government protest. But of course, these new rules won't apply to feminists. They'll still be free to call for the genocide of men, or putting us all in concentration camps, while making bomb threats against weight loss companies and Gamergate meetups. So, feminists will be free to continue to make death threats against anyone who doesn't embrace their radical ideology. But don't you dare tell Anita Sarkeesian that she sucks, or the UN Thought Police will be knocking at your door.
Everything is sexist, everything is racist, everything is homophobic. Everything is sexist. Everything's offensive to people like me. Let's go through the checklist. It's all misogyny.
Oh,
there you have it. Everything is racist, everything is sexist, everything is homophobic. That was Anita Sarkeesian, and she got up in front of the UN and basically said that anyone who accuses feminists of lying or saying you suck should be subject to internet censorship, should have their posts, should have their profiles removed after the United Nations pressures national governments to have that happen. So again, when people say to me, these feminists are just insane, they have no influence, they have no power, just ignore them, they will go away. No, they're up in front of the United Nations, who could be about to seize control of the internet and pressure governments to censor people for criticizing feminism. And they talk about cyber touch, you know, mean tweets being as bad as someone actually physically reaching through the computer screen and punching somebody in the face. We're talking to our guest, Theodore Morgan Major, who is a researcher within Gamergate, and this is the movement which Anita Sarkeesian, or at least the backlash to it, has prompted. What did you think when you saw feminists saying we should censor people who say you suck on the internet? That's crazy, right? Do we have Theodore? We may have lost Theodore. We're going to go to some callers now who want to talk about video games and how they're being used to brainwash the public. Taylor in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Taylor.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to point out some key examples of the predictive programming and basically the desensitizing that the video games are using. You know, InfoWars has well documented how the military in the streets is desensitizing us to when they completely take over the government systems. And it's the same thing in the video games, because they're desensitizing us for what's coming, and what's coming that they're showing really isn't that far down the path. For instance, in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, it starts out in the intro with the M in Modern Warfare 3 flipped, and it's World War 3. And then it flips to M. And you're starting out in the first level fighting the Russians in New York City, and they have electronic jamming systems on top of the U.S. Stock Exchange, and you are Delta Force, and you have to go and take down the jamming system. And this takes place in August of 2016. And, you know, it was mainstream news that the main things that the Russians are working on in terms of technology is electronic jamming systems, anti-drone weapons, and then you go to Homefront right here. This video game is ridiculous. It's Homefront. On the back of the video game, America has fallen to a savage military occupation. Join the resistance and fight for freedom. The year is 2027. You know, I think it would actually probably help if you guys could Google Homefront video game intro. I'm sure they probably have it on YouTube. It starts off with Hillary Clinton, and it's like a 3 minute intro, and it is just totally ridiculous. It shows gas going to $20 a barrel. It goes like year by year in a quick like montage edit of just America completely falling. But then in Black Ops 2, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, you're fighting against all drones and all robots, and it takes place in 2025. And this is kind of a common theme, this 2025 getting towards the 2020s, and they're showing you exactly what's going to happen. And the main thing is you can
We'll get our guest response to that after the break. With the geopolitical stuff, I think they just try to make these video games like the most insane, crazy scenario you can imagine with ISIS, with Russia, so that's why they do that. We're going to talk more about the social re-education agenda in video games after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Some kind of way out of here. We're back live on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Again, support us by buying the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, we have the recent money bomb, but it's essential that you continue to support us by buying the products, by getting your subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, a lot of stuff you see uploaded to the YouTube channel, extra features, extra bonus features, the whole show at PrisonPlanet.tv, special reports, speeches, all kinds of stuff. It's been going for about 10, 11 years now, and that really helps us build the platform to challenge the mainstream media narrative, hire more reporters, and have a bigger impact. And Alex Jones talked about the fact that, you know, we have some 41 million people visiting the website in a monthly period. We need to build on that. We've come so far, but we need your continued support to build that platform, just to have the presence to challenge these narratives, which are still owned by the mainstream media because they, of course, coalesce together. They support each other. They echo. They parrot each other. We don't do that. We're a lone voice with our own opinion, with our own viewpoints, and we need your support. So please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com and get your subscription at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're talking about Gamergate. We're talking about how Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn, these two radical feminists who were integrally involved in the Gamergate scandal, basically got up before the UN and said, we need to pressure the UN to pressure national governments, which the United Nations has agreed to do. That's their agenda, that's their policy, to censor the internet, to prevent ISPs from even having access to the public if they refuse to censor anti-radical feminist content. And the examples, as you heard in the video, that Anita Sarkeesian gave was saying, quote, you suck, or saying, you're a liar. So now, no First Amendment when it comes to radical feminists. That's hate speech. That's harassment. And that's cyber violence. Theodore, what did you think when you saw Anita Sarkeesian get up in front of the UN and say, basically, milquetoast criticism of feminists denotes cyber violence? How insane has it become when it gets to that level?
Utterly laughable. She reminds me of a man known as Jack Thompson. This particular individual had ended up doing a similar thing to the Congress in his efforts at lobbying censorship for games, more locally. He had ended up being laughed out of the room, and eventually, due to his antics, got disbarred, with the media mocking him and laughing at him all the way, despite getting all the death and rape threats that Anita Sarkeesian also has been getting.
And let's talk about those threats, because this whole Gamergate controversy, how the media has treated it, is based on the supposition that the only threats are coming from Gamergate supporters, and that radical feminists never make threats. They never threaten to hashtag kill all men. Me personally, I've had direct death threats from feminists who threaten to behead me, who threaten to put me on a guillotine. You know, their Twitter accounts don't even get shut down. We had the Protein World situation where radical feminists threatened to bomb this weight loss company because they had a poster campaign featuring a thin model. We had Gamergate meetups that had bomb threats leveled against them. How
yes.
Ridiculous is it when the majority, from what I see, of the threats, of the actual threats, are coming from radical feminists and SJWs themselves?
Oh, yeah. I had ended up documenting an earlier piece. It was during October. You might be familiar with it. Remember Brianna Wu, one of the women chased out of games, supposedly? She had ended up getting international news. She had ended up getting, like, 40 bloody articles in, like, over a weekend. I had ended up comparing it with another person that had gotten a similar threat that was known on Twitter as GG Feminist, that she had ended up finally getting a mention in a Vice article about 2 months after the death threat incident. In stark contrast to Brianna Wu, who was supporting the feminist narrative of victimhood, had gotten 40-plus articles over the course of a weekend.
And yet ABC News has these specials where they literally show Anita Sarkeesian getting into a cop car, saying how frightened she is by all these Gamergate supporters that are leveling these violent threats. Newsflash. Anyone who is a public figure gets death threats. Anyone, no matter what their political viewpoint. We'll be back after the break with Theodore Morgan Major talking about Gamergate. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Your call's coming up. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others. At 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar, we're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We got Rob Dew coming up with the fourth hour overdrive, so be sure to stay tuned for that. At the moment, we're talking about internet censorship, the United Nations, and Gamergate. We're taking your calls at 800-259-9231. And we're talking to our guest, Theodore Morgan Major, who is the head of a research team into Gamergate, and we're explaining how this is the move by extreme radical left-wingers, by social justice warriors, to hijack control of the video games industry, because the television news industry, Hollywood, is increasingly distrusted by the general public, so they need to move into different genres to push this political propaganda, to push this re-education and social engineering. We've got a YouTube clip which was produced by our guest, in which these social engineers talk about how they've openly, brazenly got an agenda to use video games to push this political re-education and how they're going to do it. Let's go to that clip.
We have an opportunity to create a new form of games.
We need to design games that are good for learning.
We can change people's perspective on race or on gender through play.
Motivation and changing behavior.
So through the Difference Engine Initiative, we seek to plant the seeds of change.
Yeah, I have an agenda. Sorry.
But it works, and I don't know how it works.
So that clip basically, it's a bunch of different people involved in this video games industry. They're working together. That's what I have to emphasize here. This is a program that's coordinated to re-engineer the population through video games. Theodore, just explain who was talking in that clip and what they were talking about.
There's a few of them. Boot it up. I got a document.
But what are the social re-education agendas that they're pushing in that clip? What's the agenda?
They're specifically pushing for EdTech. They want to get more money into that for games as training aids, as learning aids, as opposed to entertainment. There's more money to be had in that, and it's far more malleable for message-based gaming, which will serve their ideology better.
So that, and this is a coordinated agenda, right? This isn't just a matter of consensus where they each hold these individual beliefs. They're actually working together. We have release, the Gaming Journal's list that was released where behind the scenes they were conspiring to do this, correct?
Yeah, there was a specific instance in how they were covering the Zoe Quinn issue, otherwise known as Conspiracy or Burgers and Fries. It was the incident before, right, that hit before Gamergate. And they were talking about giving Zoe Quinn gifts, of all things.
So this is an agenda that's, again, very orchestrated. Morgan in Virginia, you're on the air. Morgan, go ahead.
Hey there, how's it going, guys?
Good enough.
Good, go ahead with your question.
Well, I would like to ask you guys, what do you guys think is the direction that they're trying to take us with these video games that they're releasing now in the mainstream? Because I've been kind of out of the loop. I'm a huge gamer myself. I mean, I've been playing games for years, but I've been kind of disillusioned with most of the games that have been coming out because I like to do, you know, player versus player interaction and everything, and they're kind of shying away from sort of like the Olympic, like, sporting event kind of thing, and they're, like you guys were saying, they're kind of working on this weird re-education stuff, and so I'm wondering what's the direction they're taking, because, like, you know, I like to read and everything as well, like Ender's Game kind of is something that I'm sort of relating this to in a way, because where's that point, where's that end game where they're gonna, like, say to us, hey, you know, you guys have been under all this, you know, programming and everything for all these years, oops, sorry, you know, we didn't tell you that. Well, where does that point come out? What's the direction they're leading us? What are they trying to make us do? You know, instead of killing aliens out in space, you know, oops, sorry, spoilers. You know, what are we actually fighting? What are we doing with all this video gaming?
Exactly. This is what I wanted to get to. And Theodore, I'll get your comments on this. What exactly are they pushing? We had a caller before the break who was talking about Call of Duty. And, of course, they're pushing, you know, Russia as the main geopolitical enemy in those kind of war games. Obviously, that would be expected, not particularly from a re-education viewpoint, because, you know, the current narrative is the U.S. versus Russia, you know, in the geopolitical landscape. But we're talking about how they're pushing radical feminism. Again, we see it at the gender studies level, where they're trying to drive a wedge between men and women by pushing supremacy. Radical feminism is not about equality. It's not about egalitarianism. It's about female supremacy, and it's about driving home their political agenda, riding on the coattails of feminism, which in its first instance, in its first incarnation, was legitimate, was necessary, was justified, but now they're doing it to push this kind of authoritarianism which suppresses and censors free speech. And that's why governments are getting involved. That's why universities are getting involved, because they've been signed over to this program. That's why the United Nations is getting involved, because this is about restricting freedom of speech and collating power into the hands of government, into fewer and fewer hands, which is why radical feminism is attractive to the state and to modern power structures, because it's no longer about instilling power within the individual, it's about instilling power within state bodies. So how are they pushing that in these video games? Theodore, go ahead.
They're pushing it by promoting their particular ideology, specifically intersectionality. That belief is there's bias in everything, which is why you might end up hearing Anita Sarkeesian talking about how there's sexism and racism everywhere, because in her mind, there is sexism and racism everywhere. Anyways, the particular method which they're going by is a process called captology. It is games are persuasive tech. It was started by a man known as B.J. Fogg. Was started in board games in the past, but over time it got adapted for video games. And he's been trying to steadily push papers to encourage more game makers to follow his particular demands.
And this is about using the tools of technology, using computers, using video games to push persuasive ideologies. So it's not about, you know, acquiescing to consumer demand. It's not about keeping people entertained, which they pay good money for. It's about using these technologies to try and push their political agenda, which again goes back to this idea of radical feminism censoring, suppressing free speech. That's what it's all about. That's what Gamergate is all about. We're going to go to some more callers in a moment. But Theodore, just give us a plug for your YouTube channel and how people can find out more information.
If you want to see the series, you can see it at youtube.com/ Thydran Brisbane. Thydran Brisbane.
Okay, Theodore, thanks for joining us. We've got Alex Jones on the line now with breaking news. Do we have Alex ready, or do we need to go to another call? All right. We'll go to Tim in Wyoming on Zuckerberg censorship. Tim, go ahead.
Hello.
Do we have Tim?
Hello. Yes.
Yes, Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to mention, I don't know if you have mentioned it or not, but Mark Zuckerberg talking to Angela Merkel, and he said basically that he was working, well, essentially, I mean, he didn't say those words exactly, but he said he was working on trying to keep people from saying certain things on Facebook. Now, when the companies are self-censoring and in partnership with the government, and the government says, oh, you can go above and beyond, why not? And people talk about conspiracies. They say conspiracy theory. Well, this is obviously a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy reality. This is not a...
It is, exactly. We've got breaking news now, so we'll say goodbye to the caller. We covered that, actually. Mikhail Phelan wrote an article about it. And Germans are also under threat of having their children snatched for anti-migrant Facebook posts while Mark Zuckerberg schemes with Angela Merkel to censor anti-migrant Facebook posts. So, again, the argument that this internet censorship agenda is not a threat, is not an issue, completely debunked by the fact that major companies like Facebook are scheming with heads of government to censor people. And in Germany, they're now talking about even snatching people's children for anti-migrant posts. But we got Alex Jones now on the air with breaking news. Alex, go ahead.
Absolutely. I'm out here in the middle of nowhere in West Texas, dove hunting with my son, trying to keep the Second Amendment alive. I know it's not about hunting, but hunting is what funds the pro-gun lobby and movement. So make no mistake, I used to always say the Second Amendment is not about hunting, but that's actually wrong. The Second Amendment is first and foremost about defense of the Republic, defending your family, fighting off tyranny. But what funds the whole culture is having fun with firearms. So to tell Zuckerberg and Merkel and all of them that they can go to hell, I want folks to know we're getting a lot of dove out here. We're about to roast on the grill. It is my American duty. It is my religious duty to take off today and to take my son out here dove hunting, because I realize I've not been taking him hunting, but maybe once a year. I'm going to take him alligator hunting. I'm going to take him hunting for, you know, deer. I'm going to take him hunting for elk in Colorado. I'm going to be a good father and continue on with my grandfather and my father taught me, and so that's why I'm openly apologizing here on air. But here is to the Million Mom March propagandist funded by Bloomberg coming into Austin, Texas tomorrow. The very same husband and wife crew that got in my face, the man began to get physical with me and his wife. Kit Daniels had a story about it. Joe Biggs is going to be there with the counter rally. Because I talked to Biggs and Kit last night about it, but I guess we haven't quite launched it yet. Yes, folks, I'll be live on the radio tomorrow, Lord willing. But we need everybody to get down to UT, where the Bloomberg front groups are going to be calling for banning gun shows and transferring firearms to family. And to them, I say this. You can take my gun from my cold, dead hand. That's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. That's my 12-gauge going off right there. We are never going to submit to you, trash. We know you want to dominate and control us. You can go straight back to hell where you scum came from. So the article's on Infowars.com. I don't care if it's 5 people or 100 people. When we had 1,500 folks down there for the open carry defying the illegal law San Antonio had at the Alamo a few years ago, and at that amazing event, these very same people crawled out from under a rock. They had no one at their rally, but Al Jazeera, CNN, and all the enemy operatives, MSNBC, were there. We went in and hijacked their event. They blew up, made fools out of themselves. So whether 10 people or 500 show up tomorrow on short notice, tomorrow Joe Biggs will be down there at noon at UT. There's a map and an article at Infowars.com as we fight these people that are trying to literally castrate us and destroy men who have been there to defend the family and women since the beginning of this species dominating this planet on our next move towards the stars. So that's what it comes down to. We're not slaves. Our humanity continues. Paul Watson, your great guest. Go back to your caller. He was making some great points. The outrageous conspiracy against our free speech, our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, worldwide, 1776 is rising, and I want to see folks down there tomorrow. Paul, I hope this all came through via cell phone because I'm in the middle of nowhere. I hiked up the top of a hill out here in 95-degree temperatures, and the rattlesnakes get this transmission to you. Did you get it?
Yeah, we got it loud and clear, Alex, and that story is up on Infowars.com. Infowars announced the Second Amendment rally at UT Austin tomorrow, October 1st, 12 noon. This is going to take place at the West Mall at the University of Texas at Austin, so be sure to join in with that rally. That's tomorrow, 12 noon, University of Texas, West Mall.
What it comes down to is this, Paul. They want to have it on these UT reservations, these college, police state, anti-free speech reservations, so there can be no dissenting views. You as citizens are allowed to go there and have your views heard. So this is a flash rally. Let's add that to the headline of folks countering foreign globalist banker Bloomberg money coming into Texas with Battleground Texas program to take our guns. We're going to tell them the same thing we told King George in Santa Ana. You can take it from our cold, dead hands. Great job, man. Back to the live transmission.
Okay, that's Alex Jones, and be sure to attend that rally tomorrow. Back to the callers now. Sherry in Colorado. Sherry, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, just a couple of comments and then maybe your opinion. I tweeted Alex.
Sure, go ahead.
I tweeted Alex last night, as well as Donald Trump and even Hillary Clinton. I'm German, Indian, female. I'm a woman. I'm black. And I'm a Christian. Nobody's bothered to ask me what I think. Nobody's going to tell me what to think. Nobody's going to tell me what to say. So these nasty women who say they're speaking for everyone, I don't see anybody outside of King Soopers or Walmart taking polls, asking women's opinions. You know, the missing votes in California for the vaccination. I wish InfoWars would put a link. It's only, you know, 11 o'clock in California. If every student got a bulletin over the loudspeaker, have your parents go on InfoWars today and sign that link, we would make up the more than 360,000 signatures. And Alex keeps saying it's a playbook. I know what they're doing because it's a playbook. It's like a chess game. It's a move. We're the pawns. The bishops are making their moves. They think I know what's going on, but only the king and queen know what's going on. We're the pawns. It's a chess game. We're getting...
And we've seen a rise in prominence of black conservative voices and a backlash against them. What do you think about the 14-year-old? I don't know if you saw this. who basically came out with some YouTube videos criticizing Obama. The White House publicly shamed him for doing so. Do you know that story?
Seen bits and pieces of it, and I think as long as we continue to feed into the mainstream media, like my parents, they think I'm crazy. Mom says if it doesn't show up on AP, she's not going to believe it. Well, you know, the internet is a wonderful thing. You can Google California and see the missing lake. Now you need to know why. It's all a chess game. So if we ignore them, we're getting Boehner out. We need to get McConnell out. We need to set examples for Congress and the Senate that, look, if we'll go after Boehner, we'll go after you. You need to vote for the people. Ron Paul needs to take off the little panties and put on big boy pants. And he needs to fight. He needs to play the chess game. He needs to get loud. He needs to get vocal. And he needs to get strong. I'm a single parent. There's not a whole lot I can do to support. I can't demonstrate. But I have InfoWars on my windshield and GCMAF and been driving around with it for 7 months. And I tweeted everybody, I'm asking for the Lord's protection. And while I've got you real quick, and Alex has so many listeners, Yeshua is not the name of Jesus Christ. People need to look at the Bible. They say that a million Christians or more will not go in the end. It's because they're calling for a false God. They need to call for Jesus Christ, for the Messiah, not Yeshua. Yeshua is no different than calling for Pluto.
Okay, well, back with more of your calls after the break. Again, it's really positive that more black conservative voices are speaking out.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The
Alex Jones Show. It's the final segment, but we've got the fourth hour Overdrive coming up with Rob Dew, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Rob will be taking more of your calls, but now we're going to go quick fire through these final calls. Walt in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Walt.
Until it's recognized by our country as the Jesuit Pope, once Jesuit Pope, is now calling for a new world order. The Jesuits have been after world government since 1540 for the Vatican. They've been behind all the wars in Europe and all the wars we've had to fight in our country for freedom. Until the Jesuits are identified as that force, it'll continue.
Yeah, and I made a video about how the Pope has basically betrayed Christianity, betrayed Catholics, completely sold out the religion. He's now embracing the mass Muslim invasion of migrants, while Muslim imams openly call for Muslims to outbreed Western Europeans so they can impose Sharia law. So the Pope's a complete sellout. We've been banging on that for the past 2 weeks, and that's a good video that you can check out on that issue. Frank in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All great show. I was going to add that hot on the heels of Jeremy Corbyn of the UK Labour Party preaching about how Marxism is now back in style and all this pushing for Bernie Sanders, a company called Ubisoft was promoting one of their games coming soon, and they were bragging about how they're integrating Karl Marx into the cast along with a transsexual character.
Really? Well, why would you be opposed to that? Surely that's trendy and progressive, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And this is also the same company that had to rework one of their games that Jakari Jackson might have talked about called Rainbow Six, where they had a Tea Party-esque type of group of terrorists going against the government.
No, we've catalogued it for a while, and again, this is key because video games are the biggest grossing entertainment industry above Hollywood. That's now official. So we have to pay attention to Gamergate. People need to learn about it. It seems quite technical and obtuse from the outset, but people really need to learn about it because this is a fundamental threat to free speech, because now they're going beyond video games, taking their case to the UN and saying the internet should be censored because of, quote, cyber violence, which under their definition is saying, you suck. No, that's not cyber violence. That's called the First Frigging Amendment, and it needs to remain. The internet needs to remain as the Wild West, the final beacon of freedom, as it truly is. Alex in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hey, go ahead.
Is Theodore still on the line?
No, he's not, but I can answer your questions. Go ahead.
All right. Well, how much do you know about the Honey Badger Brigade up in Canada?
I think that's is that Lauren Southern and Karen Strauhan?
It's comprised of mainly female women who are avid anti-feminists, and they give talks on men's rights. And the other night, a good friend of Karen was actually on Tumblr, feminists in Canada called to boycott the entire speech because they were handing out pamphlets about fake 1 in 4 statistics that are thrown around campuses, and it ended up that they didn't know it was going to happen until the night before. So everyone...
No, it's amazing. We've had these flyers that, you know, calling someone a slut, calling a woman a slut is akin to sexual violence. We'll be back with Rob Dew. That is it for the Alex Jones Show. I've been Paul Joseph Watson. Your calls with Rob Dew coming up live. Stay tuned.